What's really important, if we're going to have the movement that our speakers have been talking about, is that we don't let racism divide us. We are a multicultural community. We're proud of it. Black and white, we stand together and fight for a better society together. But it's not been easy, particularly in these months since the EU referendum, when some people in the Brexit campaign used racism to whip up a fear and anxiety about immigration. And I want you to think about what that means for people in some of our ethnic communities. They need a Labour Party that's going to stand up for them too. So my next speaker, I'm really proud to have him here, is a wonderful fellow, Abdul Shaif. He's chair of the Aspiring Communities Together. What a title, isn't that wonderful? The Aspiring Communities working together. And he's leader of the Yemeni community in the UK. And there's a big Yemeni population here in Sheffield. Please give a big hand for Abdul Shaif.
Comrades, Sheffield has shown tonight that it's a city of steel. You are all made of steel, brave in the rain, coming down. Thank you very much for coming. Woo! Woo! And thank you to members of the Labour Party and Momentum for organising this brilliant meeting tonight. But let me say something about Jeremy Corbyn. Any politician in the city of Sheffield or outside of Sheffield that cannot connect themselves with this movement is not a serious politician. This is a great movement. This is the beginning of a new era. It's not business as usual. Things have changed. The Labour Party has changed. Jeremy Corbyn should become Jeremy Corbyn Prime Minister. Yeah. What better to have a Prime Minister in this country who's decent and honest and has integrity? What better than that do we want? We want a Prime Minister that is decent and honest with integrity. Everybody agrees on that. These are the characteristics that are needed for a leader of this country. I don't think we need somebody who's a smart Alex, somebody who knows spin, somebody who prepares themselves all their lives for the media. We want a genuine man or a genuine woman to lead us in this country. And Jeremy Corbyn is the right person to lead us. I had an experience with this man. I met him in 1994 when there was a war waged by Northern Yemen against Southern Yemen. And this man stood by me, not the Sheffield MPs. It's the MP from Islington that stood with a Sheffield boy trying to change things in the Yemen. Believe me, he stood by me when no one else did. I saw a man who had humanity. Connected with me, who connected with the anguish that I was going through because my family was suffering back home in the Yemen. And he connected with me and helped me and brought that war to a speedy end and released the prisoners of war and saved thousands of lives. Thank you, Jeremy Corbyn, for standing up for the Yemeni community. But it's not just that. What about when he stood with us during the Iraq war? He marched with us. He stood with us and he said no to Blair and he said no to the British government because they waged a war and killed a million Iraqi people as well as killing many of our brave soldiers. Those people were killed and Iraq was destroyed and they say it was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake, it was a deliberate act of cruelty against innocent people. And Jeremy Corbyn apologised. On behalf of the Labour Party, I want Jeremy Corbyn to apologise as Prime Minister of this country to the British public and to the Iraqi people. I also want to say that we need to bring our party together. It's not them or us. We need to make sure that we speak to people in the party who have been there for years and try and, in a camaraderie atmosphere, join people together. We need one Labour Party. We want a strong Labour Party, a party that can kick this Tory government out of power once and for good. just about the public sector, it's also about the private sector. We need to protect the workers in the private sector and make sure they have rights. We need to make sure that we're friendly with business, so business people know it's their responsibility to look after us and we look after them. We have to join together in one hand to support Jeremy Corbyn once and for all to become Prime Minister of this country. Thank you very much, comrades. We will fight, we will win, we will never, ever, ever give in.